Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In asking a number of people what they consider to be the basic necessities of life, we find that we are given a wide variety of different answers to that question. Certainly, we all need air to breathe. We all need food to eat. And we need water to quench our thirst. But beyond that, the list of necessities varies greatly. And one person even added a can opener to that list, along with internet access. But what was consistently missing from everyone's list was our need, our necessity for the blessing of God upon our lives, the necessity of a relationship with Him. These thoughts never even made it onto that list. At all. And so as a result, many times we get involved in many different things. We set goals for ourselves. We build our organizations. We take action. And sometimes we do many good things. And we may even have great results. But without the blessing of God, without the blessing of God, unless our lives are being directed by the Lord and by His Word, in the end, everything that we do is of little value, because those things will have no value in eternity. So we spend our time running on a treadmill and going nowhere. We do those things. And then sometimes we even ask the Lord to bless those things rather than to find out from Him what He wants us to do, how He wants us to live our lives, where He wants us to spend our time, even before we do anything at all. And so many of us continue to build our lives as if His blessing is not important at all. And in Psalm 127, the psalmist illustrates this point by focusing our attention on four basic areas of our lives. First, on what we construct. Second, on what we protect. Third, on how we work. And then finally, on how we see our family, how we see our children, how we see all children. And the point that the psalmist makes is this: everything is worth nothing unless the Lord is in it. Because without the Lord, it is like we are running on a treadmill. We may expend a great deal of effort. We may expend a great deal of time and of energy, but we get nowhere. And so, in verse 1 of Psalm 127, the psalmist says this: we can construct a house in two ways. We can construct our lives in two ways. We certainly need skill. We need finances. We need to labor. We need to be diligent. But if we move forward, without the direction of the Lord, without his blessing, in the end, our plans will prove to be useless. As we are told in verse 1, where it says this: unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. Who built it? Shah in Hebrew. What we do will have no eternal value, so in the end, it will be worthless. Perhaps somewhat like those builders of the Tower of Babel. The face of the Lord was against them, since he was not the master builder of that tower. And I wonder how many of the things that we build in our lives are like the Tower of Babel. The Lord is not a part of what we do, but we do those things anyway. So in the end, they crumble and they fall. And so it is with a nation. A nation that is built upon the solid rock of Christ will endure, while a nation that is built upon anything else will fall. And throughout the course of history, we have seen this lesson illustrated over and over again in the empires that have risen and then have fallen without Christ, without the blessing of God. A lesson that we might be wise to take to heart in our nation today. And so the psalmist continues, and he says, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman who guards the city on the wall of that city keeps awake in vain. Yes, we need law enforcement. Yes, we need security. We need diligence. We need to stay alert. But unless we are depending upon the Lord, all of our precautions will not keep us safe. All of our efforts will not be enough. Because as it says in Psalm 121, it is only the Lord who neither slumbers nor sleeps. He is always on guard. He is never exhausted. He's never weary. He's always attentive to us. There are no system failures with him. And though we are to be diligent in what we do, though we are not to neglect our responsibilities, though we are to do whatever it takes to support our family, even with long hours of exhausting labor, it is vain. It is useless for us, the psalmist tells us in verse 2, to rise up early in the morning and to settle down to rest late in the evening and to eat the bread of painful labors. Etzev in Hebrew, the bread of sorrow mixed with tears, because we're told in Haggai chapter 1, without the Lord, it is like we are putting our hard-earned wages into a bag with holes in it. But, he says, he gives to his well-beloved in Christ blessings, even while we sleep, while we rest in him. Well, that's a comfort, isn't it? Because even though it's very difficult sometimes to sleep, because we have so much on our mind, we don't need to toss and turn at night, even as the storms of life rage all around us. Like Jesus, who slept in the back of the boat on the Sea of Galilee as the storm raged and his disciples panicked. Even with so much on our minds, we can rest because we are in the hands of our Father in heaven. And he will calm the storms in our life. Is that how we see ourselves? Is that how we see our life? Is that how we live our life? Is that how we see our family? Is that how we see our children? Behold, the psalmist challenges us in verse 3. Hene in Hebrew. Pay attention to this and let's bring this even closer to home. Despite what some people may say, children are a gift. They are a gift of the Lord, a gift from God himself, and the fruit of the womb, our children, are a reward to us from him. And so, we are to raise our children like arrows, it says, straight and true. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior. That is how we are to raise the children of our early years. Straight and true. And despite the many challenges of raising children, and there are many, in verse 5 we are told how blessed beyond measure is the man, the woman, whose quiver is full of them. Children are a blessing from God. But that is not the way that many people see children today, is it? No. But still, we are not to be ashamed when we speak with the enemies of the Lord at the gate of the city where justice is carried out, as our family stands together, as our spiritual family stands together, as our family in Christ stands together for him. But as we well know, many times that is not the way that it is today. In recent years, there has been a systematic attack against our children through the lies of the enemy of our soul. Our society has attempted to wipe out a biblical perspective of morality from the minds of our children and from the minds of those who raise those children. Many of our government officials, many of our educators, many of those in the entertainment industry and those in business, and even sometimes those in our own family, are set against us and are set against the Lord and his word. And they attempt to lead our children away from God as they attempt to capture the minds and the hearts of our young people. And sometimes they even subtly, and not so subtly, embed their perspective, their message on the internet, in the music that our children listen to, in video games that they play, and in the books that they read. And so, in the end, good is called evil, and evil is called good. And it's a challenge, isn't it, to raise our children according to the words of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, where it says that we are to raise them in the discipline and in the instruction of the Lord. The children in our nation are fast becoming children of our nation. And some of them are killed before they even leave the womb, while others are destroyed morally and emotionally and spiritually in an environment that is clearly set against Christ and against his word. So if we value this gift of God, then what are we to do? We're to be an example to our children and to the children around us. We are to live in obedience to the truth of the word of God. We're to pray for them. We're to pray for us. We're to care for them. We're to teach them the truth of the word of God. And we are to love them as Christ loves us. But fact is, we need help. We need the help and the guidance and the protection of the Lord if we are to survive this onslaught of evil in our world today. We need to stop running on the treadmill of our society, because in the end, our children belong to the Lord, and we have only been entrusted with them. Children are a gift from God, just as he has given us the gift of his son, the absolute necessity of a relationship with Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.